You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Ben Davis, entrepreneur, founder, and president of The Gents Place, a lifestyle club founded in 2008, bringing men's grooming to the next level. Mr. Davis, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
You bet. You're welcome, and looking forward to hearing all the details on Gents Place. So what can our audience of entrepreneurs learn from your experience, the good, the bad, and the ugly?
There's lots of all three of them, that's for sure. I started the Gents Place in 2008, 2 weeks before Lehman Brothers collapsed. So not an ideal time to start a business. I got an SBA loan. I remember the loan officer calling me shortly after I got my loan and said, "You better start spending the money now before we take it back from you." And so that was my entry into entrepreneurship. And it's kind of funny because I was 25 years old at the time. I had a great job. I was helping run a startup that we took from 5 employees to 100 over 3.5 years. And I've got this kind of lesson that I've learned, and I tell other entrepreneurs that there's never a perfect time to start a business or to have children. If you're waiting for that perfect time, it basically will never come. So I ended up having 3 kids, bought a house, started a business, all within that 25, 26-year-old time frame. And so I think one of the lessons that I can teach others and really hone in on is that there's not a perfect time, and if you know that you are meant to be an entrepreneur, some people just know it. They're stuck in a job. They know that they should be doing something else, kind of, you know, manifesting their own destiny, controlling their future, but they make excuses, the economy, or I have kids, or it's not the right time, or I don't have any money. I would really encourage all of those people that are kind of in that mindset, in that situation, to learn from my experience that 25 years old, working for a Harvard MBA, brilliant guy, told me, you know, it'll never work. It's not the right time. Is just to go out and jump and do it. Obviously, be prepared. Make sure you have the skill sets that you need or have people around you that can do that. But that's the first thing that I tell people that are thinking about starting a business that are uncertain or unsure or making excuses. Many more lessons kind of everywhere in between there. But I think one other one that really sticks with me, because I'm the vision guy. I can get involved in the details, and I've got some skill sets that help me do that. But one of the things I've learned over 9 years in business on my own is really surrounding myself with people that, instead, early on, I focused on people that were like me. I wanted to work around people that I got along with really well. I really shifted that focus over the last many years to hiring people that use a completely different brain, side of their brain than I do, that focus on the nuts and bolts, focus on those details. And that allows me to do my job even that much better. And so I think we've got this natural tendency to try to hire a bunch of our friends and hire people that are just like us. And we're going to have fun. Everything's going to be great. But it takes a really well-rounded team. They say it takes a village to raise a family. It takes that same village of diversified people and mindsets to run a business too. So those are a couple that come to mind right away.
And thanks for sharing good stuff there. Now, what inspired the creation of the Gents Place?
Well, probably a little untraditional, at least in the hair world. I was in the insurance business, so I kind of joke that I went naturally from insurance to hair. But I was a guy that really hated getting his hair cut. I hated it so much that I would get my hair cut twice as long, so I wouldn't have to go back for twice as long. I was that conscious about it. And what I was frustrated with was I basically had two options. I had the discount men's chains. And I was a guy at the time, a business executive. I managed my entire life by an Outlook calendar. And a haircut was just a block of time that was, you know, after a couple of meetings and before lunch and, you know, a few more meetings to follow. And so went to these discount men's chains and I couldn't make an appointment. And for a guy that manages his entire life by a calendar, that just wasn't going to work. If I was going to leave the office and not know whether I was going to be seen right away or wait 2 hours. And then if I didn't do it during the week, I'd be stuck on the weekend taking time away from my family. The other side was the discount women's chains. So, or I'm sorry, the high-end women's chains. You got the discount men's hair cutters and the high-end women's chains. And so I'd get frustrated with the discount chains on the men's side, and I'd go to my wife, and she'd say, oh, go to my gal who cuts my hair. And so I'd have that experience. And that one was just as bad, but in different ways. We had a professional hairstylist that was talking on her cell phone, talking with her neighbor while she's performing my service, because she's really just doing my wife a favor. She didn't want to do a $30 or $40 haircut on me when she could be making several hundred dollars on a hair color with my wife. And so I felt stuck. And so the inspiration for me came from fixing a problem, very self-serving. I have to get a haircut. It's a necessary evil. Can I fix this? Combined with, I wanted to have a place where I could hang out with my friends, hang out with like-minded gentlemen, talk about what's going on in business or life or the neighborhood. And I kind of got this, you know, barbershop of old, this nostalgic experience kind of enter my mind. And so combining those two things, if I could provide this high quality service that fits in the middle between these discount men's chains and the high end female focus, the frou-frou salons, combined with creating an establishment that had community as part of that, the concept where we are bringing together people, I thought that that at least I would go to it. And after talking to my friends, that maybe others would too.
Quite impressive and really creative, no doubt. Now, what makes the Gents Place unique to other salons in the industry?
I could probably give you an hour's worth of stuff there, but the picture that I like to paint is to imagine a country club meets a speakeasy meets a barbershop. And so if you've got that kind of visual in your mind, you've got this membership-based concept that the Gents Place has. When you walk in, you're not walking into a hair salon. It kind of looks like a speakeasy. It's got a bar, a complimentary bar in most states that we operate in. We've got shoeshine stand. We've got a cigar smoking patio outside. You walk in and it's dark mahogany woods, a place where you want to instantly hang out. Leather chairs, Wi-Fi. You don't see a single barber chair. From the moments you walk in. So that's this kind of speakeasy feel. You see some of your friends there. It's kind of this cheers aspect when you walk in. Everyone knows you. And then the barbershop component is the literal what of what we do. We provide men's grooming services and products from everything from hair services to straight razor shaves to hand and foot repairs, shoe shines, as I mentioned, some waxing services. It's a combination of all of these kind of three ideas into one. We're taking a much bigger footprint than a traditional barbershop. We're upwards of 3,000 square feet or even more. So it's a facility. There's a members lounge where you can go in and have business meetings. One of our members most famously said, the Gents Place is a place where personal relationships are formed and deals are done. And I think the last thing I should probably touch on is kind of my understanding of what businesses sell. I think there's kind of three things a business could sell. They could either sell a product, right, just a haircut, and there's a going rate for that, call it $15. They could sell more than a haircut, which is what everybody calls an experience. And there are a lot of concepts out there providing more than a haircut and providing this experience. And we've been in this experiential economy for the last, you know, 10, 15 years. I think the next wave, what you're seeing now, the top performers in any given industry, is selling how that experience makes you feel. So that's the pinnacle for me and what a business can sell, is selling a feeling. And ultimately, when it comes down to it, if I've only got I've got 5 seconds with somebody and they ask me that question. I say country club meets speakeasy meets barbershop. And if I have a few more seconds, I make sure that they understand that the gents place is in the business of selling a feeling. Everybody else is in the business of selling a haircut. And it's a tall order. It's a lot to follow through on. But we've got a specific training system in place to make that happen every single time.
And a lot we can learn from the way you explain that. Thanks so much. Today we are joined by Ben Davis, entrepreneur, founder, and president of The Gents Place, a lifestyle club founded in 2008, bringing men's grooming to the next level here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Ben, how much does it cost to open a franchise location, and is there financing available?
Yeah, so the franchise business is almost like running a public company. We publicly disclose everything out there, and if you go through our process, then we give you all the specific numbers. But in general, the franchise will cost anywhere between $440,000, $441,000 to be exact, all the way up to $706,000, depending on current construction costs, where you're opening, how big your footprint is, and some of the finishes that you select on the inside. Generally speaking, that's about how much. And the candidates that we're looking for in to bring into the concept, we're looking for not franchisees, but strategic partners. We're looking for people that believe in what we believe in. We believe that when you look and feel your best, you perform your best, that how you show up to the world and to yourself is your personal brand, and that the Gents Place helps manage that brand. So that's first and foremost, someone that's aligned with our beliefs and our values. Of course, there are some financial qualifications there. We're looking for people that have at least a $400,000 net worth and at least $175,000 of that net worth and liquid capital to invest.
And shifting gears a little here, what are your best tips for creating a name for your business that clearly communicates your values?
Yeah, so I kind of touched on values in talking about the franchisee candidate selection process. We run our entire business based on that, whether we're bringing a franchisee or the strategic partner into the business, or whether we're hiring our team members into our individual clubs to perform grooming services or provide client service at the front desk, shoe shine, every position. First, you have to know who you are and what you stand for first to develop those values. You've got to have those values out there for everybody to know what they are and to buy into and really believe what you believe in. We hire, fire, promote, and manage based on all of these values. And I kind of take a page from Starbucks. I use that in a lot of my training. And Starbucks, on the inside of every one of their aprons, it says, we inspire and nurture the human spirit, one cup, one neighborhood, one person at a time. Now, they're in the business of selling a feeling the same way we are. And so we get everybody oriented around what our vision is, which is to empower confident gentlemen to change the world. That's really the business that we're in. And so I think if you figure out who you are, what you stand for, you make a commitment to manage by all of these values, hire, fire, promote, and then you put that out there publicly. You don't keep it for yourself. You put it out publicly. You put it on the website. You put it on the job ads. And what we found is that you end up attracting more and more people that share your beliefs, share your value system. And it all starts there. We have another belief that you can teach skill set, but you can't teach value set. And this is where I really made a connection with Emmett Smith when he became a co-owner in the brand. Is I told him, look, we probably don't need Emmett Smith, and Emmett Smith, you don't need us. But let me tell you what we believe in first, because we want to bring people into the brand that believe what we believe in. And I said, when you look and feel your best, you do your best. And Emmett corrected me. He said, when you look and feel your best, you perform your best. And word for word, that's the mantra he's lived by from very early on in his NFL career. And because of that, he showed up as a gentleman over and over again. It was a perfect representation of our brand. So I think us having those values, putting it out there publicly, ended up not only getting us a lot of great people that have worked with us for many years, already 10 franchise units that have come on board, but also third parties, kind of testimonials, and now co-owners in the brand like Emmett Smith. And we've got some other major announcements as well that we brought on some new ownership in the brand. I'll give a tease that it's a Dallas billionaire that's just invested in TGP franchising as well. I believe all goes back to they believe in what we believe in. We have that common value system.
Well, Ben, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. A lot we can learn from what you've shared here today, and really impressive what you've created through the Gents Place as well. Where can listeners get all the details, and how could one be in touch as needed?
Yeah, so we've got two websites, our consumer website. If you're looking to get a service or figure out where the next locations are, if there's one in your area, you'll go to thegentsplace.com. And if you're looking for the franchise opportunity, there's a link off of that main page, or you can go directly to tgpfranchising.com, TGP for The Gents Place. You get all the information there, fill out a form online, we contact you right away, and we'll figure out if we're a great fit for each other.
Again, Ben, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, wishing you nothing but the best. And again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure, Eric. Thanks for having me.
And it's been our pleasure. We've been speaking with Ben Davis, entrepreneur, founder, and president of The Gents Place, a lifestyle club founded in 2008, bringing men's grooming to the next level. And for all the details, visit thegentsplace.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.